Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 2. Yamasya Devasya Nadanda Bangha Kutascha Narseshu Tapurva Asi Etan Mune Vishchati Loka Samshayam Nahi Tvatanya Iti Me Vinishchitam. Translation. O great sage, never before has it been heard anywhere that an order from Yamaraj has been baffled. Therefore, I think that people will have doubts about this, that no one but you can eradicate. Since that is my firm conviction, kindly explain the reasons for these events. Text 3, Shishuka Uvacha. Bhagavat Purushai Rajan Yamyaha Pratihat Yamaha Patim Vigyapayam Asur Yamam Sam Yamanipatim. Srila Sukadeva Goswami replied, my dear king, when the order carriers of Yamaraj were baffled and defeated by the order carriers of Vishnu, they approached their master, the controller of Samyamanipuri, the master of the sinful person, to tell him of this incident. Text 4. Yamaduta Uchuhu. Kati Santihas Shastaro Jiva Lokasya Vai Prabho Traividhyam Kurvata Karma Phala Bhi Vyaktihetavaha. The Yamaduta said, O dear Lord, how many controllers or rulers are there in the material world? How many causes are responsible for manifesting the various results of activities performed under the three modes of material nature, Sattva-guna, Rajaguna, and Tamoguna? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the Yamadutas, the order carriers of Yamaraj, were so disappointed that they asked their master, almost in great anger, whether there were many masters other than him. Furthermore, because Yamadutas had been defeated and their masters could not protect them, they were inclined to say that there was no need to serve such master. If a servant cannot carry out the orders of his master without being defeated, what is use of serving such a powerless master? The Yamaduta said, our dear Lord, how many controllers or rulers are there in this material world? Sattva-guna, Rajaguna, and Tamoguna. So we are continuing the sixth canto of Ajamila's pastime. So herein, Yamadutas, not able to execute their master's order of capturing Ajamila to hellish planet, kind of frustrated as well as shocked, because never before the Yamadutas have failed to execute their duty, as sure as death we say. But this is the first time they experienced that they are defeated, and they were thinking that since this incident that they are powerful. And when the master to whom we serve, his orders are executed with no difficulty, we easily conclude that he is the most powerful. There is no one superior to him. But as soon as Yamadutas experienced first-time defeat, they are not able to execute the order of their master. They were shocked. Which means our master cannot be the real ultimate master. Somebody is more powerful than him, is controlling, and he is not allowing to execute our master's will. So they were a little bit of doubtful as well as frustrated and in angry mood. They're asking Yamaraj that who is the controller? And herein we understand that Krishna is Supreme Lord, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And all other masters are nothing but his servants. And as long as the subordinate masters are trying to execute the will of the Lord, they are successful. But as soon as the will of the subordinate masters becomes contradictory with the will of the original master, that is Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, then their attempts are baffled. So here is an example. The will of the Lord is Ajamil, who has uttered the holy names of Narayan, cannot be punished by the ordinary laws. So when that order becomes contradictory in Yamaraj's normal law, then there is a doubt arised in the Yamaduta's heart, first time in their life, and they were asking Yamaraj. So this shows that the demigods and all other controllers are servant of Krishna. Krishna is Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Krishna is a master of all the controllers. Asama Urdhva. Krishna is no equal to anyone. There is nobody equal to Krishna, and nobody is superior to Krishna. Brahma Sabda Mukhyarthiko He Bhagavan Chidaishwarya Paripurna Anurdhva Saman. Among all the conception of the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan Krishna is a supreme. Why? Because Chid Aishwarya Paripurna Anurdhva Saman. He is completely filled with all the Aishwaryas, all knowledge, and Anurdhva Saman. Nobody is Urdhva, superior to Krishna, neither nobody is equal to Krishna. In this way, in this place, when Yamadutas are asking question to Yamaraj that is there anybody else powerful than you, that actually shows that demigods and everyone else is subservient to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshu Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. The Aradhya Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, the worshipable Lord, is Vrajesha Tanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Taddhama Vrindavanam, as well as his abode. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. And the path which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says he follows is in the footsteps of the gopis. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam. And the evidence for this, the praman, the proof for this is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Madamidam Tatra Dharo Napara. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's religion, and there is nothing superior to this. So being Krishna's supreme controller, the supreme Lord, nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him, everything is coming from him. So then The worship should be of awe and reverence. He is a master. He is a supreme lord. I am his servant. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even though Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshu Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam as well, but how we worship that supreme lord Vrajeshu Tanaya? Following the footsteps of the gopis. That is, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. But if you see the way the gopis worship Krishna is that of very intimacy and love. They take Krishna as very close to them. The cowherd boys and the cowherd girls in Vrindavan, they just move around Krishna, they put their hand on the shoulder of Krishna. Sometimes cowherd boys jump on the shoulder of Krishna, Krishna would carry them. And the gopis, they were just dancing with Krishna so intimately. So if Krishna is such a supreme personality of Godhead, is superior, then Mahaprabhu's philosophy is that the ultimate goal of life is following the footsteps of the gopis who are so intimately connected to Krishna. In fact, when you compare the atheists who doesn't believe Krishna as God, and when you see the residents of Vrindavan, Rajabasis, there is one thing similar to them. The atheists are considered the lowest of all ranks because they don't believe Krishna as Supreme Lord. And the gopis are, and the residents of Vrindavan and gopis are on the highest platform of having so much intimately connected with the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. What is that similarity? Similarity is that the atheist considers Krishna as to be an ordinary boy or a politician. He is not a very person, very high person. He is just like me, he's an ordinary boy. He is not God. He is a boy who was stealing butter. So they considered Krishna to be very ordinary. And they didn't believe Krishna as God. On the same hand, the gopis and the residents of Vrindavan, they also cannot believe Krishna as Supreme Lord, the proprietor of all the three worlds. What is the difference? The difference is the first person, the atheist, they consider Krishna as ordinary because of envy. That they cannot believe that he is just a cowherd boy and why we should worship him. He's an ordinary boy who stole butter. He was like a born in a Vaishya family. So he's a very ordinary boy. Out of envy, they don't accept Krishna's supremacy. At the same time, the residents of Vrindavan, they also consider Krishna not as God. In fact, Gargamuni and many others came and told Nanda Maharaj that he is not ordinary boy. He is Narayan himself. But then, after all hearing, Nanda Maharaj concluded, whoever he may be, I don't think he is Lord. He is my son. I have to chastise him. I have to feed him. And when Krishna showed the universal form to Mother Yashoda, she was kind of awestruck. But again, she immediately thought, oh, this is my child Krishna. If I don't feed him milk, he'll become sick. And when Krishna would come from the forest, Mother Yashoda would touch his limbs, whether the bones are intact or his hands are okay. So they can never accept Krishna as Supreme Lord. They consider him as one among them, object of love. So that intimacy is based on love. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following in that footsteps of the gopis. But at the same time, when the oneness or the intimacy comes, Krishna is one amongst me, one amongst us, and out of love, then there is a chance of becoming familiarity. That's why in the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to this highness of this philosophy of oneness, Krishna is one amongst us. There is a danger of sahajism. So there are two things are there, oneness and difference. Seeing the Supreme Lord more close to one, practically no difference. He is also covered by, born in Vrindavan, we are also covered by the mood of the gopis. The oneness is so intimate, so much of intimacy. But that can also lead to the problem of sahajism. What is the difference between me and him? And when you go for the difference of awe and reverence, he is there and I am here, as generally other religions, they follow. Supreme Lord is sitting behind the cloud and he is throwing thunderbolt on me. You should not speak, you should not do anything sinful, like any sins. So that when the difference comes, the bheda comes, then there is a problem of doing things, everything in a ritualistic way. So if you see in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the acharyas had to work hard to remove the big problem of sahajism. Sahaja means to take things very cheaply and lightly. On the other hand, if you see, especially in the south, those who worship the Supreme Lord in the mood of awe and reverence, the biggest problem is of ritualistic or karmakand, doing things very ritualistic way. He is Supreme Lord, I am here. There is no question of intimacy, there is no oneness. Everything is different, different, different. But there comes the problem of doing things mechanically, keeping the Lord in a very distant place. We are here and he is there. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding is bheda and abheda, achintya bheda and abheda. Oneness, at the same time there is a difference. So oneness leads to intimacy. Oneness leads to loving reciprocation. At the same time difference, bheda, leads to that even though I am very close to Krishna, but he is the object of worship. And I am supposed to give pleasure to him. He is an enjoyer of all the pleasure. I am just a small pleasure giving potency. So that difference also has to be in the mind. Just like when a judge goes in the office, sits in the office, everybody respect him in awe and reverence. His Highness, His Excellency, like that. So then there is no question of loving reciprocation. Oh, he's a judge, we are here, and just do the duty, ritualistic way, and go to your place. But then the judge comes to the home, the child wants to, we don't accept you as a judge, whoever you are. But the grandchild tell the judge, you sit down, I'll sit on you, I will play horse. The wife calls him in a different way. No more High Excellency, no more Your Excellency. Very, very formal, very informal. So that may be very sweet. But at the same time, without, as long as we think we are this body, we are the controller, if we directly go to that oneness of intimacy, then there is a problem of taking the Supreme Lord Krishna to be very easy and cheap. So there comes the problem of sahajism. So abheda alone or oneness alone leads to the problem of sahajism. What is different between me and Krishna? He is also covered by, I am also covered by. And then you, in Prabhupada time, they started a Gopi Bhav club. And somebody was told that you are peacock in the spiritual world. They started dancing like peacock. So this problem comes because of going too much to the intimacy, oneness part, without matured enough. At the same time, the problem of keeping Lord in distance comes. He is somewhere sitting there and I am here. Things become very ritualistic. There is no mood in that. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the balance of bheda and abheda. Oneness, at the same time difference. The oneness leads to the intimacy, and the bheda keeps, the difference keeps the devotees in their position. That's why we see the other philosophies who follow the difference very strictly. You don't find the rasa of the oneness. If you see the example of Madhva Sampradaya or Sri Sampradaya, even though there is not so much problem of Sahaji Samasaj, but we see the worship is very rigid and they follow things strictly. But what missing is that sweetness of intimacy. But if you see in the northern side, in the teachings of Pushtimarga or Vallabhacharya or Nimbarkacharya or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a problem of taking things. There is not so much problem of ritualistic things, but problem of taking things very cheaply and lightly. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is very careful, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other acharyas. Even though our goal of life, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshu Taniyata Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu, following the footsteps of Vrajavadu, is the gopis, though our goal is so sweet and so high, but Prabhupada and acharyas are so careful, they keep us reminding all the time that what is our position right now. If you want to touch the cloud, we should make sure that our feet is on the ground. Otherwise, we are not able to do the real job. So all our acharyas are again and again carefully, they give the balance. So that's why many times people criticize why Srila Prabhupada is not given high rasas, why is not given spoken on these topics. But it's like giving a rabadi to the child. The degree of our digestion is proper, at that much degree one can relish the high, heavy foodstuffs. But if you give rabadi to the child, neither it can absorb the nutrition nor it can relish the taste fully. So, Srimad Bhagavatam and all the scriptures, so they so carefully elevate the person to their higher rasas. But before that, one has to be very careful. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, this Bheda and Abheda, oneness and difference, are carefully balanced. So keeping that in mind, if you see in these pastimes of Ajamil, he's asking question to Yamaraj, that my dear Lord, who is the controller? It appears that somebody is more powerful controller than you. So when you hear such statement of controller, supreme proprietor, we are reminded, okay, he is a controller, he is a supreme proprietor. I am a small insignificant spark. So Bhagavatam is so nice, it carefully elevates a person from the different. Bhagavatam starts with the creation. Creation means creator, supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Mahavishnu, and from the pores of Mahavishnu's body, the universe is emanating. And within that universe, so many planetary systems. Within the planet, there is Earth planet. And within that, there are so many Varshas and Khandas. And Bharata Varsha is there, Bharata Ganda is there. And within that, in the small land, insignificant soul we are. So when you see the creation, the difference comes. Krishna is on somewhere so high, I am insignificant spark. So when you see the difference, you can appreciate Krishna's supremacy, Krishna's supreme personality. When the difference is completely absorbed in our heart, then when you come, gradually Bhagavatam takes us to the 10th canto, where the intimate pastimes of the gopis, the intimate pastimes of the cowherd boys are given. But without going to this Bheda difference, if you only go to the Bheda oneness, the intimacy with the Supreme Lord, then what happens? One takes things very superficially, very cheaply. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is very careful. So we are reading Krishna's pastimes in various cantos. Creation, Supreme Lord's creation is given. So we give awe and reverence to Krishna. And then Krishna's pastimes of Poshanam, his protection is given. And then you feel grateful to Krishna. We don't take him very cheaply. Ajamila is suffering so much, but just by chanting own names of Krishna, Narayan, he was delivered. So again our the difference, oh, Krishna is a savior, I am the fallen, and that has been ingrilled within the heart of the reader of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we are sufficiently grateful and humble, and we sufficiently understand the position of Krishna, then only one can relish the pastimes of intimacy of Krishna, oneness of Krishna. Without that, one cannot appreciate that. So simultaneously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he is propagating that the worship of the gopis, following the footsteps of the gopis, at the same time, he is always cautions that we should know what is our position right now. So if you see in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometime he exhibits the mood of intimacy, of oneness. At the same time, he also maintains, in order to teach others, he also exhibits the mood of the different, the Veda. Krishna, Supreme Lord, I am an insignificant servant. You see, in the past times, when Mahaprabhu was feeling separation from Krishna, once in his mood of separation, he started chanting, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. And then the students of Navadvip, some of them, Mahaprabhu student, they came to Mahaprabhu and told, why you are chanting the names of gopis? You should chant the names of Krishna. The scriptures say one should chant the names of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu, in the mood of so much intimacy with Krishna, that Mahaprabhu is in the mood of gopis, he is seeing Krishna not as a master, not as a supreme controller, but he is seeing Krishna as one among them. And he is feeling that intimacy with Krishna, so he started chastising the boys. Why you want to chant the names of Krishna? Krishna cheated the gopis. Krishna left the gopis of Vrindavan. He is not to be seen. So then he started chastising the boys. He took a stick and ran behind them. So here Mahaprabhu is exhibiting the mood of intimacy. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu also very careful in his pastimes. He is also exhibiting the mood of awe and reverence, the difference. So that one is not only carried away by the intimate mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibit the mood of so much of closeness to Krishna. He many times speaks, why you took me away? Why you called me away from these pastimes of Krishna? I was with Krishna in the Golok. I was with the gopis. You brought me out. At the same time, Mahaprabhu suddenly exhibit the mood, I don't have any love for Krishna. I don't have any taste for the holy name. In this way, Mahaprabhu balances both intimacy and that of difference. Also, we see in the Acharya's teaching, Sanatana Goswami, sometime they also exhibit the mood of so much of oneness or closeness. When Madan Mohan Diti came to Sanatana Goswami, he would just offer this Jamuna sand and Jamuna water mixed together and offer to Madan Mohan. And very intimate, close to Krishna. But at the same time, when Raghunath Das Goswami was in Radhakund and Srimati Radharani personally came to, he was sitting in the sunlight, heavy sun, and Srimati Radharani personally came to cover his body from the sunlight with her sari. And Rupa Goswami, when Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami heard this, they chastised that you cannot take service from Srimati Radharani. She is the master and we are the servant. So they keep this mood of awe and reverence. They are the master, we are the servant. So the oneness and the difference are always emphasized. Similarly, if you see the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, they also exhibit this mood. Srila Prabhupada also exhibited more often the mood of awe and reverence and the Veda, the difference, than the oneness, because he is preaching to the people who can take things very cheaply. Srila Prabhupada once They brought one Shaligram Shila to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was teaching how to worship the Shaligram Shila. So Shaligram Shila suddenly came in between the meetings, and Prabhupada was sitting behind his desk. So many things are lying there. So Shaligram came. They said, "Prabhupada, the Shaligram has come." And Prabhupada, "Okay, I'll teach you how to worship the Shaligram." So Prabhupada, now exhibiting the mood of intimacy, exhibiting the mood of oneness, "I am very close to Krishna." So what Prabhupada did, he saw there was a tilak container. So he opened the tilak container, put it upside down. Then he saw there's a piece of cloth. Put the cloth on the tilak container and put the Shaligram on the top. And then there was a matchbox stick or some stick were there. Prabhupada took the tilak and collected the tilak and took the stick and painted the Shaligram. And teaching devotee, you do like this. Whatever available at that time, he just started worshipping the Shaligram. And then Prabhupada took the garland which he was wearing. He took his garland and put it on the Shaligram. You put garland, but you do nicely. The Prabhupada painted with tilak also, you know, mouth and eyes. The Prabhupada, "You do nicely, I am doing like this, but you do nicely, like this, like this." And Prabhupada took the garland from his garland and put it on the Shaligram. And as soon as Prabhupada put the garland on the Shaligram, suddenly the garland just slipped off. And Prabhupada said, "Hey, see, 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 he is accepting my worship." So now Prabhupada exhibiting the quality of intimacy, of high advanced Mahabhagavad, of oneness. But if you see that and you try to imitate, then we are doomed. Again, Srila Prabhupada, through his books and through his behavior itself, Prabhupada would come and he would offer full obeisances to the deities every day. In fact, he told the devotee that, once he told the devotee that Maya cannot touch me. But then Srila Prabhupada went to Krishna Balaram temple and he was praying so intimately, intensely. And then devotee asked, "What did you pray, Prabhupada?" Prabhupada said, "I am praying to Krishna so that I will not fall down into Maya. Because I am praying to Krishna every day, every time, always, I am not praying victim to Maya." So in this way, Srila Prabhupada also, by his example, keeps the awe and reverence. When Prabhupada says, how to see Krishna, he says, when you drink water, think, the rasoham sikavanteya, Krishna is the taste of water. So he doesn't say, when you, how to remember Krishna, you should just think yourself the gopi or you are a covered boy. He says very simple things. When you drink water, you say Krishna is the taste of the water. And he always says Krishna is supreme controller. That how to remember Krishna? He said in one Hindi lecture, Tejas Prabhu quotes, that you should always think Krishna is the master and Hindi, hum tuchche hai. We are fallen servants. So Prabhupada always gives the simple things. He doesn't go directly to the high range of philosophy. So one has to keep the both bheda and abheda, or oneness and difference, in a balanced way. So that is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Though we are getting the highest understanding of following the footsteps of the gopis, but at the same time, one has to know what is our position and we have to follow according to our level. So that's why Srimad Bhagavatam we are reading here, the power of the holy name, the power of the merciful nature of Krishna, that Ajamila is delivered just by chanting the holy name. So we have to start our spiritual life with keeping things in everything as high standard, everything on high over us. So that needs humility. So humility means not taking things very cheaply or lightly. The holy names, the holy forms of the Lord, the deities, the holy books and the holy devotees. That will protect us from directly jumping into the intimate pastimes or intimacy of oneness. The bheda, the difference, always keeps us in a very protected atmosphere. But without the difference, bheda, one goes directly to the abheda, the oneness, then there is a problem of committing offenses. So the oneness is that of intimacy, it is like saying that I am also Indian citizen, and the Prime Minister, say Manmohan Singh, is also Indian citizen. So we are one, so what is the difference? If I also put that pagadi, then I will also call Prime Minister. Or if anyone comes to the temple with the pagadi, you cannot say he is a Prime Minister. So we are one as Indian citizen, but there is a difference, vast difference, that he is the Prime Minister and you are an insignificant citizen of the country. But if you artificial, but at the same time, you can also become intimately connected to the Prime Minister if you know him. But that doesn't mean that you can just go and put hand on his shoulder. So the other sampradayas, they stress on the point of the difference. He is great, I am small. Shri Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya. One time in Sri Rangam, the pujaris are worshipping Lord Ranganath. And Ramanujacharya set a very high standards there. He divided the whole pujaris into 20 groups. And once, and the boga they offer to the Lord is of so high class. And sometimes the pujaris, when the boga is offered to Lord Ranganath, after the offering is over, and the prasad was so tasty, some pujaris would take prasad from that boga plate and start eating in the altar itself. So one such pujari was doing like that. So then this news was somewhere they leaked, and Ramanujacharya came to know this. He was waiting, I should catch this pujari red-handed. So as usual, the pujari offered the boga to Lord Ranganath, and after offering is over, in that big golden vati, the nice prasad was there, and he was started eating. But then Ramanuja understood that this is the time that he is doing like that. So from his mud, he came with a danda and he was entering into the temple. And the temple is so big, so he was coming to the altar. And this news also came to the notice of the pujari. And he understood that now Ramanujacharya is coming and he's going to catch me red-handed. And right now, I don't have any time, no way I can escape this altar. Because there is no, if I go with this pot in my hand, then I'll be in front of him. He was so afraid. Then what he did, there is a vessel called Shuddhodaka vessel. After we offer Krishna the hand water, we offer Krishna for washing hand, feet. The remaining water we put in the Visarjan vessel. That's a big vessel would always kept after washing Krishna's hand, mouth. The water is collected there. A big vessel that would be. So then this pujari saw that Ramanuja is going to come. So what he did, he was eating in Lord's vati, that small bowl. He put that bowl, juta bowl, inside that Visarjan vessel, which is filled with water, and then covered with a plate. So now Ramanuja came and he saw the pujari and he checked everywhere. And he understood one vessel is missing. Then he was looking. Then somehow the Ramanuja understood that maybe that vessel could be in this Visarjan vessel. So then he was about to remove the plate and see what is inside. This pujari was so afraid that this is my last service I'm going to do to Ranganath. Oh, my dear Ranganath, please save me, that I would never do this mistake again. Please save me. He was praying to Lord Ranganath. And Ramanujacharya was about to open the plate. And he was literally trembling, the pujari was praying to Lord Ranganath. So Ramanujacharya opened the plate, and for the pujari's surprise and Ramanujacharya's surprise, the whole water which was in the Shuddhodaka vessel were turned into flowers. There is no vati found in that. Ramanujacharya was shocked that I'm sure that he put the vati in this only, and unless I catch him red-handed, I cannot take him out of the service. So why it happened like that? Ramanuja understood. He looked at Ranganath. Ranganath, what is this? I want to try to establish a standard, and you are taking the side of your pujari and he's doing the mistake, and you turn the water into flowers, and how can I going to punish him? Then Ranganath said that Aham Archaga Paradino. What can I do? I am the servant of my pujaris. Whatever they do, I have so much love for them. So I just reciprocated for the prayer of this pujari. So then the pujari felt so embarrassed and so much of gratitude and love for the Lord. He just fell at the feet of Ramanujacharya and he started worshipping the Lord according to the rules and regulation. So here, the pastime of Ramanuja, also we see that mood of awe and reverence, worship according to the standards, follow the process. Very sweet and nice. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also takes us to the higher level. The Gopas and Krishna's associates, it's not an unusual thing. They just sit together and eat in the same plate, same cup, and Krishna would eat from their plate. In fact, in Madhumangal's mouth, Krishna just, slapped him and the water from his mouth came out. Krishna drank that and Brahma got bewildered by seeing this, that of intimacy and love and affection. So Gaudiya Vaishnava takes us to that level of oneness, intimacy, which is very higher than the other sampradayas. But that intimacy can only come if you have that bheda, difference. So both bheda, abheda, the awe and reverence and the oneness should go carefully hand to hand. In fact, the difference is more important. That's why when you see such a pastimes like Ajamila's stories of how Sri Krishna is so merciful, he is saving him, we become very grateful to Krishna. We think Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is very merciful, and I am the object of receiving that mercy. Then we always be very humble and careful to execute the devotional process. Also, we'll be always very careful to respect the devotees, not take them very cheaply and lightly. Then we can carefully follow in this path of devotional service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and very soon we will achieve that intimacy or oneness of participating in the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So we'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments? There is a request to devotees to pray for Mr. Venkateshwaran of Matungar, admitted at Hughes Hospital. And in Hinduja's hospital is undergoing some treatment, so devotees are requested to pray for the departed soul. Also yesterday, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's mother, she passed away on the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. So devotees request to pray for the departed soul. She departed on the auspicious disappearance day of Haridas Thakur. It's very auspicious. And she would also chanting 16 rounds. She was chanting 16 rounds, as well as she would come and many times she cooks prasad for His Holiness Radhanath Swami, and Radha Vallabh personally learned from her how to cook some Gujarati items. So she had a lot of services. So devotees can pray for this departed soul, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's mother. Hare Krishna.